Elsewhere on today's show, we've heard from the CEO of the Cairns Airport and the Vice Chancellor from CQ University. Another key economic player that I was keen to talk to in today's show is the CEO of Regional Development Australia Tropical North. Her name is Sonia Johnson, the CEO of RDA. Sonia, big year for you, no doubt, but also keen to talk to you about what 2022 might hold for RDA. But give us a bit of a recap, if you can, about the year that RDA has had, some of the wins, and then we'll move on to look a little bit in the crystal ball to head to next year.
Oh, thanks, Gavin. We've had some great wins. We continue to focus on water as a driver for economic development in this region. We've been included on the state's regional water assessment program. So there's three areas there that they're looking at in terms of assessment, and that's Southern and Darling Downs, Bundaberg, Burnett and Tablelands. So we're involved in the Tablelands strategic water assessment. So that's ongoing in terms of having a look at reaching maximum capacity at Tinaroo and how we can expand water access there. In terms of the Lakeland project, which we're the proponent for the detailed business case, that's progressing quite well. So we know what that dam looks like. It looks like a 200,000 megalitre dam on the Palmer River with potentially a transfer tunnel, gravity fed to the Lakeland area. That's a 12-kilometre tunnel, and then feeding the reticulation systems in Lakeland. And that will irrigate around 8,000 hectares of currently cleared land, up to 15,000 hectares. So it's quite a good project, that one. So we're progressing that nearly at the reference design stage. In terms of our renewable sector and plastics, we have completed the business case around a Tropical North Queensland plastics industry, and that is now available for everyone to view on our website. So we're just looking for a proponent for a recycling hub in Cairns, and looking forward to the outcomes of the Queensland Recycling Modernisation Fund. And I know there's a few private sector proponents that are putting some funding for that. And apart from that, we've just won today and announced today through FIAL, which is the Food Industry Australia Limited Growth Centre out of the federal government. We've won some money to do some work around industry cluster development for the food and ag sector. So overall, it's been a pretty good year.
In terms of those big water infrastructure projects, that's obviously all about growing our agriculture sector.
It is about growing agriculture, but also the thing about water, when you've got access to water and secure water, it's not just about ag. It really is about tourism development. It's about education. It's about all of the sectors and pillars available. So once you have access to water, your economic development really does flourish. Our strategy is to have that access to water. We certainly have a focus on ag, but other industries will pop up. And then because 95% of our economy is small to medium-sized businesses, they then form the support base for all of those main sectors. So that will then service them. So really, it is quite a multiplier effect in the community.
If you turn your gaze now to the year ahead, obviously we are heading into a federal election. The latest tip, the latest speculation is that election likely to be held in May. So not very far away at all. What will RDA be lobbying for as part of that election cycle? What are some of the big priorities for RDA in 2022?
We are really supporting the push by the region and probably out of FNQ Regional Organisation of Councils around the Caranda Range Road. So we know that there is some money still set aside at the federal level from a major project business case program. So currently at a state level, Transport and Main Roads, the Minister for TMR, has a report, the Cairns to Northern Tablelands Transport Study, which is currently waiting for release from the Minister's desk. We're keen to support other players in the region, particularly FNQ Regional Organisation of Councils, to ask the Minister to release that report and then the state to apply to the feds for funding for that business case from that funding round. So the money's there. We just need the report to be released and find an alternative route for the Caranda Range Road. So that really is a priority for this region. In addition to that, we've obviously got the Cairns Regional Council, Cairns Water Security Project.
That's a big one.
As everybody, yeah, it is. And it's $215 million. And so we fully support that. We really do need to secure that water. We all know that the deadline is looming in terms of 2026, so we will be advocating alongside council for that. The other big one for us is, from a tourism perspective, is working, across, to be honest, across Northern Australia with the other RDAs. There's 8 of us in a block across Northern Australia. But from a tourism perspective, the Savannah Way, the Gulf section really does need to be sealed. So between Mount Garnet to Carpentaria Shire, there's about 510 kilometres there, and that really does need to be upgraded, that road, and looking at the floodways to ensure reliability. So there's sort of the three main things we'll be looking at in the new year.
And are we hoping for those to be election commitments?
Well, hopefully, yes, that would be ideal. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, interestingly, talking to Professor Nick Klomp from CQ Uni, saying that they obviously have a big push on. They've got $50 million promise from Labor. Should Labor be elected at that federal election, they just now need the coalition to match that. So there's some big asks for our region, but rightly so. Sonia Johnson, CEO of Regional Development Australia, Tropical North. Fantastic update. Thanks very much.
My pleasure, Gavin.